before the war?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, it couldn't be after the war, because my husband was in the service. After the war.
After the war.
Right after the war, they had it. New Chinatown completely moved over.
Mm-hmm. Then during the war years, when your husband went to war, you were at home with the two babies.
Oh, yes, I went with two kids, yeah.
What did you do then? Just staying home?
Oh, yeah, that was an all-day job. Mm-hmm. Well, two kids to take care of. They're both only a year and a half apart.
Mm-hmm. So your husband, what branch of the service your husband was in?
Oh, he didn't go to service. He was a shipyard.
Oh, I see.
Shipping. Mm-hmm. He taught shipyard.
So in other words, he was still home with you?
Yes.
I see.
But he was in the wholesale meat business at that time.
Wholesale meat business and working at the shipyard at the same time?
Yeah, he still had the business, and he went to work, when the war came, he went to work at the shipyard, so he did that too.
Mm-hmm.
So after the war, then he sold his business and went in insurance and moved to Kilwa.
All right. Then you you helped your husband with the insurance business for how many years?
Till he passed away in 62.
Oh, then quite a number of years then.
Yes.
A good 20 years? In the insurance business?
I imagine so.
Uh-huh. Did you enjoy being an insurance man?
Person?
Person, excuse me.
Yeah. Well, it was more or less I just do the paperwork for him and the socializing and the...
Mm-hmm.
I would go with him to soliciting the family, you know, when there's women in the family, I would go with him.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to get invited out to a wounded baby shower almost every month.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a social obligation.
Mm-hmm.
And then for my late husband was also a secretary to the Coaches Association.
Oh.
And then a laundry association, because he knows Chinese and English.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What was his name?
Samuel Tin.
Samuel Tin.
Samuel Y. Tin, yeah.
Oh, Anita Tin, do you belong to that family, a Tin family?
Yes, yes, yes.
How were you related to the Tin family?
Well, I married
David Tin?
Yeah, he's my son-in-law.
Oh, I see, that family.
That family, yeah.
Oh.
And Grace Tin, they're all the same family.
Oh, I see, I didn't know Grace's last name was Tin.
Tin, yeah, he's not her name. Lao Ying Chin.
Mm.
Get on the... I don't know the Chinese
mm-hmm.
name.
So, do you think you know enough about the insurance business to have your own office?
Yes, but I didn't like it without my husband. It was too heavy, too strenuous, because I don't know, my Chinese not that good. For a woman, my Chinese not that good, because I cannot communicate with a man.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to, we have to, I used to type the automobile policies and quote rates and all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And my Chinese is not that good.
So you would say you were with the insurance business for about 20 years?
Yeah, I guess
a little over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I still carry my license.
That's good. So after that, what did you do after 1962?
Well, I couldn't handle the business, so my son took it over, and then later on my brother-in-law took it over, and I sold it to him,
mm-hmm.
sold the business to him. And then I decided I better go back to school, brush up on some skills.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's when I went to business college, not
mm-hmm.
sure.
In other words, this is the second time you went to business college.
No, that's the only time, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I went before and after,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
So, I can see you're a very progressive lady. You always try to learn something.
Well, I have to sustain myself. I have to raise my two boys, you see.
Mm-hmm. How old were they?
Late teens.
Mm-hmm. So you went back to school for the second or third time?
Yes.
All right. Then what did you take up this time?
Oh, just office skill.
Office skill.
Yeah, yes.
That was in about 62 or so, huh?
Yes.
Mm. And how long did you stay in school this time?
Oh, only about, just long enough to get my typing speed up. That's
a year or so?
Just about a year.
Mm-hmm. And after that, what did you do?
I got a job and I went to work at the county.
At the same job, I mean the same place that you are now?
No, I've been in many different offices of the county, but same county.
Same county, I see.
Started the road department and library, and I went to court trustee, and now I'm in health department.
Mm-hmm. That's very good. You have a wide experiences of a lot of things that a lot of women do not have.
Mm-hmm.
So how many years have you been with the county health department?
17 years.
17, that's a long
years,
time.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
So the next year I also got married.
The next year what?
About 63 I got married.
Oh, I see. You got married, huh?
Yeah. So I got married and tore my house down and built an apartment.
Oh, I see. It's your own apartment.
Yeah, can I tell the front house because I couldn't. I didn't have no income, so I decided.
So?
I didn't have no income, so I decided.
Oh, so your old home, you tore
the
down.
Front house down,
mm-hmm.
And just, we
and
live
put
in the
up
house.
Apartment.
Put an apartment in front, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many apartments do you have?
Just the three.
Just the three.
Three.
You now live in one?
Well, I live in two, I'm just downstairs.
Uh-huh. And rent one out?
Rent the two upstairs out.
I see.
And rent my back house out, so.
Uh-huh. Well, you're in good shape.
Because I was only making $314 my first job. You know,
that was
314.
No, that was 17 years ago, though.
Yeah,
17.
Yeah.
That's about the wage scale then.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So well, you have quite a business head. I can see that.
Well, I'm versatile. I was. I have to shovel for myself, you know.
No.
But once I first get working, I like the independence.
But you're not shoveling for yourself now. You see, you have a husband, so.
Yeah.
You see, so.
Well, I'm pretty independent. So ever since I start working in the county, I travel every year vacation.
Mm-hmm. This year, where are you going?
This is the only year I didn't go anywhere. So we start out going to places like Hearst Castle, San Diego, and so far.
I like to go to Hearst Castle. I haven't.
And then we went to Europe. We went to Europe about four different times.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got Australia, Sydney, and
mm-hmm.
the Far East.
What does your husband do now?
My husband works the warehouse at McDonnell Douglas.
Mm.
He's been there 40 years.
Oh boy, it's about time to retire, huh?
Yeah, I guess he's due to retire anytime.
Oh, that's good. Then you could travel some more.
He won't travel, but I will.
But what is your
like
present plan now?
Well, I intend to work till I work 20 years, and I'll quit and retire too.
Mm-hmm. Then there's only a couple more years.
Yes, a year and a half, and I'll retire.
Oh my, that is wonderful.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, I should say. Well, I can see you're really a very versatile woman, and you plan ahead, and this is really wonderful. Now, back to your family again. Did you associate mostly with the Chinese or non-Chinese people?
When I was young, when I was high school, Long Beach, I only met non-Chinese naturally. There isn't a Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
I would join the YWCA, and I would joined the group with my father, the China Society, and then we used to entertain the exchange students around the Long Beach area.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to meet a lot of the exchange students.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever associate with black people?
Long Beach, no, we didn't have any black.
How about Chicanos?
Long Beach, we didn't have many Chicano either.
How about non-Chinese Asians?
Since in Los Angeles, when I joined the Asian Employee Association, I had more associated with all different groups because we appointed mixed with Chicano and South Decision Asian.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I meet a lot of the Japanese.
Do you feel that you're more Chinese or American?
I'm more Chinese, especially mm-hmm. especially after I went to China several times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm one of them.
see.
But if I didn't go there, I would never feel that. In the first trip I went, I feel that, my God, if this is the country, I feel at home. They don't discriminate.
You feel that you belong.
Belong, yes. Mm-hmm. It's the first time where I felt that way.
So you have lived in America many years.
All my life.
But you still don't feel that you belong.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I do in a way. But I feel like I'm more Chinese, though, of course.
Can you still read a newspaper?
No, I used to be able to, but I don't anymore. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever feel sorry for being a Chinese?
Oh, no, because I have a wonderful family. Mm-hmm. A lot of brothers and sisters, and I'm very, very proud of.
Now, do you ever disagree with your family about being a Chinese?
No, that never came up. It's my father and mother always thought, well, we're all Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somehow, they always kind of impressed us with the fact
that we are Chinese.
Yes, because we go to Chinese school, we like to eat Chinese food.
You did say you go to Chinese school. Where?
In San Francisco, when
uh-huh.
I was a young kid.
How about in Los Angeles?
Los Angeles I didn't, because I...
Oh, you were grown then, after
grown.
High school. Uh-huh.
But I took my two sisters to Chinese school.
In Los Angeles?
Los Angeles, yeah.
Why did your father insist that you people go to Chinese school?
Because we're so isolated when we first moved to Long Beach. There is nobody to associate with. So
mm-hmm.
He would hire a teacher from San Francisco, live with us, teach us.
He
wanted to make sure we have some kind of Chinese background.
I see.
He believed in Chinese education, so.
When anyone in your family got sick, do you go for Chinese herb or Western medicine?
Both. We have always had both.
What makes you decide what to use, herb or?
Oh, my father always had the herb ready.
Uh-huh.
He's already ready.
All right, then when do you use the Western medicine?
Oh, when it's like, I remember when I was young, my mother took me to have my tonsils out, so.
I see.
So that would have to be Western style.
Now, at home, did you ever eat the food cooked with Chinese herb?
Oh, yes.
What kind, for instance?
Bo.
Yeah,
that
but
bo
what
gum.
Kind? Do you remember?
Bo oh, yeah.
Bo.
Bo. Wai San, Gei Ji. Then when I met Grace, we had Dong Chun Chong. But we never used Fa Kei Sam. That's only for old folkies.
Oh, Fa Kei Sam is for old folkies?
Old folkies, so they
mm-hmm.
always with a little container.
That's golaisam.
Golaisam, mm-hmm. or fakisam, both, you know.
So what other herbs have you eaten with food?
Of course, lok mei.
Lok mei.
Oh, lots of time we had lok mei tong.
What else?
Let's see, what other kind? That's about it. Either the their own bowl.
Now, then what kind of recreation do you prefer? Mahjong?
I never learned to play mahjong, even though I hear it all day long in Hong Kong.
Uh-huh.
It never interests me.
But what is your recreation preference?
Well,
tennis.
Tennis. I'm always tennis. I used to every weekend I'm at tennis.
Then how many years have you been playing tennis?
Oh, ever since I can remember, high school and college and thereafter.
Are you still playing tennis?
No, but my son plays, joined a tennis club, Sheraton West Tennis Club, and he plays regularly.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't had a chance in the last 20 years.
But what is your recreation then?
We have very little. I save my time to go on vacation, travel.
No, but at home, do you enjoy seeing a ball game,
no,
movies?
I have no time for movies or sports.
Yeah, I see.
Too tired. I have a long day at work. So I get up at early 5 o'clock, so.
Now then, how about your relatives in China or friends? Do you still have them?
No.
Do you ever write to them?
No, not at all. I've lost all contact.
I see. Now, when you were living in Los Angeles, do you often go down to Chinatown?
Oh, yes.
How often?
Just for eating, once or twice a week.
Do you, Did you join any associations in Chinatown?
No, but my father belonged to Zhonghua, and he has his picture hanging at Zhonghua when they first opened. He donated.
Now, Zhonghua is a Zhonghua Uyghur,
or
we call it Chinese Benevolent Association,
right?
Right.
So when that place was started, he donated enough, so he has a picture in the wall.
Mm. Now, your family name is the Li. It's a big name.
My family always belonged to Li Association, my family.
Is the biggest name association in Los Angeles, right?
My folks belong, but we never, our new generation, we don't belong.
Do you know how much fees your father had to pay to become a member of the Li Family Association?
I have the slightest idea, because I don't go that often.
What other activities
my
do
late
they have?
Family, my late husband joined us, Say Sing, for Family Association.
What is his last name?
Sing Lao Wen.
Oh, Lao.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mm-hmm. Do you know how much money he had to pay for fees?
No.
Annual fees or monthly fees?
But my late husband belonged to Tony White, CCA. And also his father was one of the charter members of Tony White.
Oh.
My father was a pioneer in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. They have that Golden Gate restaurant on Main Street.
When Golden Gate.
Restaurant, early days of the beginning of Los Angeles.
Oh.
That was in City Hall. They wasn't made enough money to go back to China. Whole family go back first class.
Yeah.
The whole family went, so. So he was a pioneer in Los Angeles, my father-in-law.
Your father-in-law.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What was his name?
Liu Dun. Yeah, Liu Dun.
Now, in Chinatown, which would you consider the most important family or families in Los Angeles?
Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of them, but...
Can you name a few?
Let's see. My father used to know all the herbalists. He used to visit all the herbalists. Mm-hmm. He likes that. I only know all the tennis player family.
I see.
I'm right up here, most of them are gone.
I know, but even though they are gone, do you remember their name?
At Lee's family was really very prominent.
At Lee's family.
The dentist.
Yeah, the father then.
The father,
What was the father's name?
Lei Soheng.
Mm-hmm.
Because he and my father were very close.
Uh-huh. But what did he do for Los Angeles Chinatown that you consider he was a famous man? A prominent man?
I don't know, because he does have the office down Chinatown. That's all I know.
Was his father a dentist too?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Then it would be one of the earliest Chinese dentists.
Dentist,
uh-huh.
Yes.
Because I know Ed Lee, I went to him before he passed away.
Ed Lee passed away?
No. I mean, there was one dentist, Yahe Lee.
Bingo. William Lee, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay, the Bingo.
Oh. And William Lee passed a long ago, but not Ed, though.
Oh.
There's the Holly.
Yeah.
At that time, we that is considered a prominent family, and then the Tom family, Tom Bell.
What did he do in Chinatown?
Herbalist. So he was quite active in Chinatown. Although the Kwan family is supposed to the one Shifal.
Guan Song Jun
is supposed to be pretty famous.
Because I happen to know them too.
Uh-huh. That's someone really old timer.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be at Leong Jiang, Su Chao Cafe's pioneer.
Leong Jiang is a father of
Gilbert
Leong.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, Stan Lau's father used to be very, very prominent.
His father was a reverend.
Reverend, mm-hmm. S.K. Lau. His father was the minister at Presbyterian Church, and later on he's become an urbanist in Glendale. He grew up in Glendale, which is very unusual.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think who else is a pioneer. But I know the Ten family was a pioneer in Los Angeles. Oh, yes, the wholesale meat business. They're quite pioneers.
Oh, the United.
The United, yeah, they're pioneers.
Uh-huh.
Because my late husband used to work for them. There
yes.
were half a dozen of them.
As a matter of fact, he's still alive.
Yes, right.
He's way up in years.
Yeah, he's an old timer.
Guan Bao.
This is the end of tape one, side A. Elsie Lee Tang Wong.